rapper, distinguished gentleman, clips a castle on his back, made backer. Exotic lady, eye catcher, holla at ya. Call me the chiropractor, working like Muay Thai class, spire out ya. And of course, I've been the boss's back when rocking V-Boy, Fila Valor in a 190 black Benz. Now they shut down the stores that I'm shopping. Used to be train robbing, face covered in stock, and I'm now. Chain gleaming, switching lanes, keep seeing, hate him or love him for the same reason.
Give me something, please, Jeff.
Science of mind and
no.
Of the mind.
No, we just figured out what's going on. Am I one? Am I two? What am I? Now I can hear music. Now I can hear me.
Yesterday.
Check, 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 check.
Nada. The present is right here. Through the breath.
Check the stream, please.
Atheist Jesus.
Nothing.
Hanging on a cross. We sit and discuss God on lawn chairs. About how we got here. What it is. What it isn't. Shit. Fate versus fate. Scrimmaging with coincidence. Leave out the marketing. Hold up on the business end. Focus on the genuine. And everything else you can shed the skin. I was a couple moves away from being dead. In that ER overdosing, eyes bleeding red. I fell in love, made an album, got a buzz. Lost it all, sobered up, and guess what? Now we meet again, and I'm back. Finally just laughing. Expectations are resentments waiting to happen. Studying the Dharma, karma, Vipassana practice. Baha'u'llah, Buddha, God to the mountaintop. And I'm traveling, learning. Yes, reflecting on what matters. People. Permanence, lack of attachments. It's space and time, a couple man-made distractions. The measure of spirit that no human could ever capture. Search, this booth is my Vatican. I don't control life, but I control how I react to it. Student of the breath, break beats and balance. And desire versus truth until I finally...
Evening, good evening, good evening, everybody. Live from the Conlin Center, it is another night of Penguin basketball right here on Penguin Radio. The Cougars out of Azusa Pacific are in the house. Jeff, a little more in the ears, please. And Coach Lacoste is standing by right now as the Penguins and the Cougars are sending out their starting lineup. Pat Huser's on the overhead tonight, the PA overhead here at the Conlin Center. Not sure about the absence of Mark Carlson, but I suspect based on his voice a couple nights ago, Jeff, that Carlson... His voice was real scratchy, and I figure he was sick or something. Maybe that's why he's out tonight.
Yeah, that's probably what I imagine. I could notice that he was not. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to this broadcast of Dominican basketball here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. Tonight, we have women's action coming live from the Conlin Center as your Dominican Penguins take on the Azusa Pacific Cougars, number 25 ranked in the nation, coming into the Conlin Center, and a big one in Pac West play for both of these two teams as the Penguins come in with a 12-5 and 8-2. Record in the Pac West, while the Cougars are 15-3, 9-1 in conference play. So if Dominican can get a win tonight, they can get a tie for the Pac West lead after tonight. Stu Horn will be with us shortly. We're having some technical difficulties at the moment, getting those sorted out. And I will be taking you along the way as to start this one out. Starting five for both teams, Alana Scott. Starting with the Penguins, Alana Scott at guard, Taylor Duneau, the other guard. Natalie Diaz, small forward, and Danny Weathered. Also with Sandy Ikiora playing center. As we are right about to tip things off, and Dominican will get the tip to start things off. And here's Taylor Duneau driving in and throws up a wild shot, no good. Gets her own rebound, we have whistles. And looks like we have a problem with the shot clock, is what I believe the issue is. Yes. I believe they reset the shot clock, but the shot was an air ball.
My recall last game, Jeff, that's how we got started. Deneau threw up a few wild ones before she was able to settle in a little bit.
Stu Horn right there along with you, Jeff Safford. 12 on the shot clock. Top of the key, Weathered. Left wing. Weather drives into the middle with 8 on the shot, and it is good with the right hand driving in strong. And that's how this game gets going for the Penguins, up 2-0 early.
And if Weather can get going, the Penguins are unstoppable, and this is going to be a tough night against a very similarly ranked team.
As Green drives back out to Jones, Jones shoots up a 3, and she buries it.
Holy cow.
Jones, a senior from Riverside, California. James the shot, and this Azusa Pacific team is a very good offensive ball club, just like the Penguins.
Yeah, and as I said, the record's about the same, and that was about a 24-footer to get started.
And we have the ball is back out to Scott. 3 ball on the way, no good. Rebound tried to be tracked down by Weathered, but it is going to be off Weathered. Weathered doesn't like the call, but it is Cougar basketball with 8:49 to go.
How about Scott getting her start last game, Jeff, with Boscarino out, torn ACL. I just spoke to her before the game. It was confirmed she's done for the season, and Scott's going to have to really fill a large pair of shoes.
All right, as Jones has it on the left wing for the Cougars. 12 on the shot clock, 8.5 to go in the game. Down to Zibiski, back to Scott, down to the left corner. 3 ball is long. Offensive rebound by the Cougars. Another 3 from the right wing. No good. Another offensive board by the Cougars. This one by Green. And Scott, or Cindy Jones, excuse me, will settle it down.
Speaking of a big pair of shoes to fill, Frankie Longo is So Luongo is sitting alongside to help us out tonight, size 15 shoes.
Rebound by Dominican off the miss by the Cougar. Deneau has it, brings it into the front court, and we're going to have a blocking foul against the Cougars. First foul of the night on Azusa Pacific.
Very fast-paced game so far, Jeff, with 7:58 to go, and the Penguins are hanging there, but kind of low scoring. We're talking about 2 full minutes of play and only a bucket apiece.
Well, both of these teams are very good offensively, but also have very good defensive statistics as well, ranking in the top 5 of the Pac West, respectively, both teams. As we have another turnover, Sandra Ikiora couldn't handle a pass on the baseline. And with 7:49 to go, still 3-2, Cougars in the lead here in the Conlin Center.
And Coach Lacoste has gone small, and he's gone up against the taller team for Azusa.
And a lot of times when you see these taller teams, you like to go small, kind of go with that Warriors mentality. And a left corner 3 ball, no good. Rebound, Deneau, and the Penguins. And here comes Taylor Deneau. Deneau had a great timer last time out, career high in points, puts up a shot, misses off the front iron, and a rebound by Dumphy. Dumphy up ahead, and a wild pass, and looked like Azusa Pacific got away with the walk, but they will settle it down with 20 on the shot. Hardiman back over to Zabanski. Zabanski over to the right wing, into the right corner, looking for a 3, now dumps it down row on the line, right block, 8 on the shot clock. It gets tied up with Ikiora, and Ikiora is going to get a jump call. Right on the right baseline with 5 on the shot clock, 6 on the shot clock.
Man, is Sandra a part of every play, both sides of the ball.
5 on the clock, quick shot off the inbound, no good. Natalie Diaz pulls down the board. And here comes Deneau. Deneau bringing it down on almost every possession thus far for the Penguins. Scott has it now inside Diaz. Diaz, 1 dribble, little shot in the lane, no good. Rebound, Cougars. And here come the Cougars pushing it the other way.
You can't make them all, but that one was well thought.
And we have a shot. No, a pump fake and a drive into the middle, and she almost turns it over, ends up out of bounds off the Penguins. Allison Green there looking for some open space, and she will inbound it with 21 on the shot clock, 6:28. And right off the inbound and a bucket for the Cougars. First bucket in a few minutes for either team, and now it's 5-2.
That's a tough play for any team to defend, but the Penguins have been killed by it the last couple of years. That quick up and in from right under the bucket. I don't know what the answer is, but we've got to figure something out.
And Deneau, as she was bringing the ball up, got trapped in the right on the far side in front of the ice box, turned it over, and now the Cougars are back in possession here. Green has it, left wing, and they've run a nice little play on the baseline. It is a no good air ball on the shot. Danny Weathered gets the rebound, brings it up herself. Feeds it to Deneau in the middle. Diaz has it in the left corner. backing down, back out to Deneau. Three ball, right corner, no good. Loose ball picked up by the Cougars. And here come the Cougars the other way. Green's got it, back into the middle. A little shot in the lane, no good. Rebound, Ikeora. 5.5 to go here in the Conlin Center, just about 5-2 ball game here to start.
Well, that Dumphy gets one clean look after the next, and she's just off a little bit, Jeff, but if she starts to zero in on the bucket, the Penguins are going to have trouble.
And Diaz has one into the middle, finds some contact, but no call on the block there. Sanji Ikeora gets it back, and this time Ikeora is able to draw a foul. And for the first time tonight, the Penguins will head to the free throw line. And that has been an area we've seen the Penguins struggle all year long, ranked dead last in the Pac West in free throw percentage. Let's see if they can prove on that tonight.
Yeah, individually, Ikeora is certainly not down there. She's been sweet all season long, although she misses this one hard right. I want to go back for a second to that last play by Diaz, and she missed it. It was a clean setup. You know, when a play unfolds cleanly, I say, great, take the shot. Second one's good. But, you know, the Penguins have this one problem, is they get really excited, and they're not using their time on the shot clock, not focusing on the clock and using more clock. I think it's a tool that they could use much better than they have been, but they're throwing up a lot of wild shots lately as the ball ends up with the Penguin cheerleaders after a big long overthrow. But I noticed that the difference tonight, Azusa is using the clock wisely tonight, and the Penguins once again are getting the ball and shooting, regardless of the situation, as we're in a media timeout, fans. Regardless of the situation, they are not taking the time to set a play, to, you know, stand back, survey, set the play. Instead, it seems like so far tonight, and it's happened three times tonight, Deneau goes in hard. She's got a ton of traffic. You have the 6'1" Dumphy, and I wouldn't be surprised if she's 6'3" because she towers over everybody else. She's got big, long arms, you know, early in the game. Now, that doesn't mean I don't love Taylor Deneau's game. She's one of the best players in the conference and one of the best shooters. But I think she could be better, and everybody could be better, right, Jeff? But Taylor Deneau could be even better, believe it or not. I think after 16 years of watching Penguin basketball from up close, if she let the clock work to her advantage.
I absolutely agree.
Instead of 5 seconds in, firing in the lane, three defenders, big long arms, Dumphy has what, 73 inches. You know, that's tough. When little old Taylor Deneau, who comes in at 5'5", a great shooter or not, that's tough. I think Taylor could help herself with a few more outlets early in the first part of the game.
And looking back at Dominican's last performance on Saturday night against Concordia, their offense was definitely the best when they took their time and ran the offense, and Concordia actually went on a huge run when they moved the ball and the tempo way up.
Yeah, you're right, and the Penguins scored a lot of their buckets in the third quarter. In fact, they scored most of their points in the second and third quarters, then the first and the fourth. And the first was obviously that they were not used to the other team, and it takes some time. So why not let the clock work in your favor?
As Azusa Pacific in possession here, Green over across to Scott, now into the left corner. And the Azusa Pacific will set it back up with Jones with 10 on the clock. Right corner three, a good pass. It's no good. Rebound by Sorensen, who just checked into the game on the last dead ball.
So Lacoste is going to take it a little bit taller with Ikeora and Sorensen in there.
Ikeora goes right up to the bucket, gets blocked. But Deneau comes up with it, and she gets denied. Still in possession to Deneau. Third time's a charm, puts it in.
Man, I can say, hey, Deneau, don't shoot up the wild ones all day long. But when she does, she's great.
And on the other end, Weathered gets a great block. And here comes Deneau screaming back the other way. She will slow it down with 22 on the shot clock.
Good.
Just under four to go in the game.
Good move
by Taylor.
Or in
the first quarter. And Ikeora takes it to the basket. No shot. Offensive foul as Ikeora bulldozed her way through there like Mike Tolbert going through the A-gap in football. And here we got, Danny Weathered limping a little bit.
Danny's out.
The star player, Natalie Diaz, will come in for her, and that's got to be a little bit of a concern for Steve Lacoste with Danny Weathered, the leading scorer on this club. And when you're playing a tough team like the Cougars tonight, it's You can take every offensive player you can get.
So they're going to adjust the clock with 3:47 to go in the first quarter. Now, remember, fans, this is a huge game. Azusa Pacific, 9-1 in conference. Penguins, 8-2. And the score is tied. And get this, there's 3:45 to go in the first quarter. That's a lot of basketball, Jeff, with not a lot of scoring.
Yeah, a lot of very physical game. We've seen a couple of blocks on both sides already, and it should be a real fun one the rest of the way as the Cougars look to get another good look off an inbounds pass, and this time it'll end in a turnover as good defense there by Scott and Ikeora to really close those passing lanes up. And here comes Taylor Deneau. Deneau, wild pass to Sorensen. Sorensen to the left corner. Scott into the left block. Ikeora puts one off the window. No good. But Sorensen is there for an offensive board, but it's knocked away by Jones. Here comes Jones, and hard foul by Taylor Deneau, but good defense by Deneau to get back as she would have been an easy layup that time for Jones right there, number 11. First foul of the night for Taylor Deneau, third on the Penguins overall, as Jones knocks down the first free throw. 6-5, your score now. With 3:24 to go as Alana Scott checks out. And the second free throw is up and good. So 7-5, Cougars now with 3:20 to go. As Deneau getting pressured, moving up the court. Almost has it taken away, but is able to regain possession. Finds Sandra Ikeora all by herself, standing on the right block, and the Penguins have tied it with 3 minutes to go. As Azusa Pacific goes right back up the other way and gets an and one of their own, number 32, Lauren Gilsner, who came off the bench in the last possession. Was able to get the and one. Did a good job of running the court. The senior from Valley Center, California. 6'1" senior misses the three-point opportunity. So 8-5, Cougar lead with 3 to go in the first quarter. As we have a drive and a missed shot. No good there. Loose ball. And tracked down by Sorensen. And Sorensen puts it back off the right elbow area. Right block from about 5 feet away. Brings the Penguins within one, a tie game. And we have a foul, looks like it'll be against Lorenzo. Alyssa Lorenzo just checked into the game, the freshman.
With that bad right knee on Lorenzo, she didn't play at all against Concordia.
No, and she didn't. She's had some good games for the Penguins.
Oh, yeah.
First free throw up and good as Lauren Gilster is at the line. Had the three-point opportunity on the last possession. Hits the first free throw here.
Lorenzo had 13 of her own in the game against Notre Dame just about 2 weeks ago. That was away. No, it was here.
And Gilster knocks down the second free throw. 11-9 Cougars the score as the Penguins have a turnover. Trying to push it back up the other way, and here come the Cougars.
Deneau went for the no look, and the Cougars' long arms once again.
And looks like the Cougars were about to turn it over right back to the Penguins on the baseline over next to us here on Media Row.
Yeah, Taylor Deneau ran it out of bounds and blocked the defender so that she couldn't get to it as if it was off the Azusa player, and then the refs gave it back to Azusa.
So at 2:19 and a new shot clock, Azusa Pacific has it back. Sorensen defending in the post. Sorensen and Weather dancing against Gilster. Back out Jones, three-pointer, you bet, from the left wing. And Jones has got a nice stroke. That's her second three-pointer of the game.
That was a sweet play from 24 and a half feet.
As the other way, Diaz left open for three. No good from her sweet spot in that left wing.
Ain't it the truth? That's her wheelhouse. She makes more of those than she misses.
And Diaz comes back the other way with a turnover, going right straight to the bucket. Spin move and puts it in. What a beautiful play by Natalie Diaz.
One-on-one, 360, and it's either that or take a hacking foul, and Diaz owned that play.
Dominican goes to a zone, 2-3. Three ball, left wing, off the back iron, but an offensive board by the Cougars.
You know, before the game, I was talking to Coach Lacoste, Jeff, and he said, we got to get inside and force them to shoot three-pointers all night. We'll be fine.
Air ball thrown up there by the Cougars. Danny Weathered back into the game, so not too bad of an injury. And here comes Dominican. Taylor Deneau going aggressive to the basket, gets a foul called, and she will go to the free throw line on her way. She was almost on the baseline, about 10 feet away from the basket. And Deneau, who's also struggled at the line, will shoot two.
The conservative guy in me just winces when Deneau goes up for those. But, you know, the aggressive guy in me loves her unabashed ability to get in there and bang it around and try really hard. And a lot of them go as a result.
And Deneau, I said, it struggled at the line. Maybe I should say that every time because she makes both right there.
She did.
14-13 Cougars, but just over a minute here in the opening corner in the icebox. Cougars in possession. Minikin stays in the 2-3 zone. 15 on the shot. Jones has it top of the key. Just on 10 on the shot clock. Cougars trying to find somewhere to go. Find an open look. Three ball. It's good from the left wing. That's Alana Allah. And it's 17-13 Cougars here with 35 seconds in the game. Dominican can go 2-for-1, not for very long, and 30 seconds now they can't. Natalie Diaz has it up top to Taylor Deneau. Deneau over to Lorenzo. Lorenzo looking for somewhere to go with 20 on the game clock. Fires up a three with a hand in her face from the right wing, and she buries it. So 1-3 on one end and another three for the Penguins on the other, and it's 17-16.
How many plays does Deneau go to the bucket where a hand isn't in her face?
Joan with three. Now an inside to Gilster. No good at the horn. And that is how the first quarter will end. Cougars leading by one after one here at the Conlin Center. Welcome back to the action here from the Conlin Center. Jeff Safford along here with you. Frankie Luongo stepped in to the color position.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here and ready to get going. Really ready.
Penguins in possession to start the second quarter. Cougars leading 17-16. Neither team really shooting very well. Penguins shooting at 35%, Azusa Pacific at 29% to start the first quarter. Danny Weathered will start with the basketball as Weathered drives in, kicks out to Diaz. Carly Hoboke has it, just checked into the first time. Start this quarter. Finds Natalie Diaz on the right baseline. No good. And the rebound there by Gilsner. Excuse me, Hardiman there with the rebound. As the Cougars bring it down the other way, and we're going to have a blocking foul. Looks like against Carly Hoboke, who just checked into the game, her first foul.
Penguins need to really start protecting the paint a lot better in this second quarter right now, because that's where they've really been killing them. They've been getting those offensive boards, just crashing the boards, boxing out their own men. That's really going to help them improve on the score and get them in the lead.
Yeah, and on the other, for the Cougars, we have an offensive foul called. Looks like 22, Elena Ala picks up the foul. First foul for the Cougars, and Penguins now in possession. It looks like we're going to have a blocking foul right in front of the big couch on the far side by the ice box. Blocking foul. Let's see who picks it up. And it's Ala again picks up the foul, her third personal foul, as Coach Tim Lacoste looks like has made a change. Looks like Sorensen checks out. Taylor Deneau checks right back in. Deneau goes right to the bucket, flips up a crazy shot. Left-hander.
Great finish.
And the score now, it's 16-17. Cougars out in front. And looks like, on the other end, looks like we have a three ball in the corner. Was a ball that kind of bounced around a little bit. And the other way, turnover. Gilster steals it for the Cougars. And they're coming right back the other way after the three. Left corner, three. Good in the corner. And Zabinski nails the three. And now it's 23-18. So wham, bash, pow. And Weathered coming right back the other way. Holy moly. This is really moving quick now as the Penguins cut it to a three-point lead.
The three ball by Hardiman, long from the corner. Three ball by Zabinski. The answer by Danny. Wow, it's just raining around here. And the three ball attempt almost went there.
For Hardiman, yeah. So it's been a wild start as Deneau slows it down a little bit. Weathered with 18 on the shot clock. Looking around, passes it back to Deneau. Penguins getting into an offensive flow here, trying to find the best shooter. Score. As Ikiora gets it on the right block, and that is just what the doctor ordered. An easy shot, and the Penguins cut it to a one-point game.
Points in the paint are the big storyline right here for the Penguins, as they are leading already 4-10, including those two. Now it's going to be 14 with Danny's layup.
Tampin finds Gilster in the left corner, driving into the middle, and a turnover as she fires it over Hardiman's head. And Hardiman, who stands very tall, it's got to be a tough thing to do to airmail a lady like that, but that is exactly what she does. And Penguins have a chance to take the lead here in the second quarter with 7:40 to go. Diaz drives into the middle, has a pass tipped away, but finds Deneau. Oh! Almost a great reverse on the baseline, but just missed it. As here comes Tampain, who looked like she was going to back it out, but is able to fire up a three, misses it off the back iron. Hoboke with the rebound, and here come the Penguins. Danny Weathered has it left wing, up top, Deneau. Deneau in right around the free throw line. Weathered, she'll take a jump shot from right there, in and out. No good. Rebound. Looks like that's Hardiman right there, and she drives right to the basket and scores.
Coast to coast.
Timeout Penguins right off of that one. And your coach, Tim Lacoste, it's got to be about getting back on defense. You shouldn't let a player just drive all the way coast to coast.
That is the last thing that you want to see.
Yeah, there's three or four defenders back. Just get in front and stop the ball. That's CYO basketball right there.
Yeah, it really was. It was. It was open lane from that top left corner, Jeff, all the way to the basket, and all the Penguins seemed to move away from the lane instead of collapsing into it.
So a 6:55 to go after that timeout. Cougars lead 25-22 after that last field goal. Jeff Safford, Stu Horn, Frankie Luongo along with you here at the Conlin Center.
And it's immediate timeout. Therefore,
got to keep it rolling.
NC2A Division II basketball on the radio home of the Penguins. Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Live broadcast from the Conlin Center at Dominican University of California. Jeff, 6:55 to go in the first half, and this is as fast-paced a game as we have seen all season. The refs are letting them play. Only a total of 7 fouls, 3 DU for them. And, at this point, you wouldn't bet against either team if you were a betting man.
No, and, when you look at two teams, both of these teams at the top of the Pac West, this is the type of game that you expect, and nobody is going to be leaving disappointed here at the Conlin Center tonight. And, well, I guess you should stay for the men's game at 7:30
as well.
That
would be nice. Here we go, fans. Across the timeline, Deneau on the inbounds from Diaz. She gets to the baseline to IQR. Back over to Diaz on the left elbow. Missed it left. Long rebound. Taken down by Allison Green, the 5'9 senior out of Beaverton, Oregon. Good zigzag of the ball work across the court, all the way down to the right side of the key. And Maggie Dunphy, the 6'1 junior, buries the deuce from very close range, 27-22. Penguins, Holbrook, left side, three ball! In the corner again, Carly comes out swinging. 6:20 to go. The Penguins are back in there, down by two, 27-25. Penguins on D. Tampion now outside of the wheel. Lacoste said, we got to keep him outside. Green, now they're trying to work it indoors, but the smothering defense of the Penguins won't allow it. Azusa now 10 on the shot clock. Top of the key is Zabinski. She gets it into the corner. Now Dunphy drives baseline. 6-13 driving in. That's Green. She has nowhere to go. Three ball on the way by Tampi, and it's an air ball. Penguins with a rebound. 5:52 to go. Penguins will bring it up quickly. Here comes Taylor setting the play. She goes behind the back. Over to Holbrook with that massive three just a minute ago. Holbrook gets into the corner. Head fake. Outside to Ikiora, who takes it away from the paint. Now Ikiora drives it in, goes up, has it stripped away by Dunphy. Big defense by Dunphy, Jeff.
Ikiora really brings that presence in the paint as well. Sorry to jump in right there, but she is just so dominant inside the paint.
Yeah, and you can just see both teams just exchanging body blows here.
Yeah, that's a very good call. Ikiora back to the bench for a rest. Inbounds to Deneau. She throws it away. Somehow it gets away from Azusa. And Carly picks it up in the backcourt, and they have to reset the shot clock. It's 5:28 overhead and 27 on the shot. The Penguins will get it back as it was tipped into the backcourt by Zabinski, Jeff.
Yeah, and that's the reason why the shot clock had to move in that situation, is because the ball was live for those few seconds.
Inbounds from Diaz to Deneau. Top of the key straight away. She picks up a screen from Danny. Moves over to the right. Now Weathered picks it up. Top of the key, 18 on the shot. Danny, dribble drive. Now back outside to Holbrook, who goes baseline, almost has it stripped away. Hook shot from the right side, no. Rebound taken by Hardiman. Hardiman hands it off now to Jones. This is Cindy Jones, who's come in for her first minutes tonight. Baseball pass into the corner. Three ball, Zabinski, good!
And that's something we've seen from the Cougars tonight, is those baseball skip passes. They're not afraid to throw them, and it's been working pretty well for him so far.
Holbrook with an answer, no, as one of the Azusas hits the floor and hits it hard. That's Hardiman. She went down. I could feel the floor shake from here, Frankie.
Yeah, I mean, that's a blatant foul right there, but Holbrook really has that shot outside of the perimeter, and she's not afraid to take it. But you might want to rethink the strategy. I mean, they're shooting the three ball, so I don't know if you want to start maybe closing that out and have them take the mid-range.
Well, I don't think you change midstream. Coach Lacoste said to me before the game, if we hold them outside, that's how we're going to play them tonight. We can't let them get indoors. And so far, they've been raining threes pretty well as Jade Castro has come in. But I think Coach Lacoste has got to stick with the game plan. You never want to change halfway through. Hardiman three ball, left corner, good. It's 33-25.
Great ball movement.
It was really good ball movement. The Penguins are going to talk about that when they go into the clubhouse at halftime. And there's a long three out of the Penguins. Alyssa Lorenzo, the 5'7 freshman. What a perfect first-year campaign she's been having, and so good for the team. Going up from the left side is Zabinski, who I thought traveled with it, but a foul was called off ball.
As much as the Cougars are hitting those outside shots, this Dominican Penguins team is relentless, and they are not going anywhere.
One thing you got to think of, too, is that these shots aren't going to keep going down forever, as the first free throw is good. And you got to imagine at some point in this game, this Cougar team is going to start getting cold from beyond the arc.
It could be. Zabinski from the line knocks them both down. 35-28, the Penguins trail, 4:10 to go. And now they employ the full court pressure, as Jade Castro is the recipient of the inbounds, and she's stuck 3-on-2. She gets it up to Danny. Now it's 3-on-1. Here goes Diaz, soft layup, off the window, good. That was a great play by the Penguins, working the ball down low, and a fine shot out of Diaz. Penguins now again force a three ball. Straight away, Hardiman. Another tray. How many is that, Jeff? 38-30. The Penguins trail this one. Castro
That's Hardiman's third three of the ball game. She's 3 for 4 shooting those tonight.
Hardiman is something else as Danny has it now straight away. Here's Diaz. Her own three! Diaz buries the tray with the answer. 38-33. The Penguins are right there. 3.5 to go. Jones brings it up. Now the Penguins down low. Dunphy, ooh, almost had it stripped away by Diaz from behind. Here's Jones, three ball straight away. Very long, and the Penguins cannot get the rebounds. As Bill Tressler used to say, the championship winning coach of the Penguins, long shots create long rebounds. Here's Dunphy down low, stripped away by Lorenzo. Jones gets it back. Now Hardiman, now into the corner. They go three again. It's a little bit short off the fingertips of Green, and a whistle.
Loose ball fell on the ground right there.
And it was on Dunphy. Maggie Dunphy, that 6'1 junior out of Westminster, California, down in Southern California. 2:55 to go. Penguins trail by 5. Inbounds Castro again. At midcourt. Right side. Penguins work it to Diaz. Softly the runner. It runs and hangs on the rim forever. Ikiora puts it back. Finger roll. No. And a whistle down low. And Diaz gets hammered, but the Penguins will get some shots. Or at least they'll get the possession. And they'll have it on the short side. And that's not in reference to the 5-foot frame of Castro. Inbounds, Ikiora, turnaround, softly good! Sandra Ikiora with a little answer of her own. Oh, Azusa works it down low. A clean look from Gilster. She doesn't take it. I can't believe she had such a clean look from 5 feet. Here it is, Gilster off the window. And maybe that's why she couldn't make it. Outside now, Hardiman thinks about it. Again, are they going to get the three? Lacoste is demanding, forcing the issue. Here's Hardiman, three ball deep. And as Frankie said, maybe they'll start missing them. They sure weren't missing many of them in the first half. We're at 2 minutes exactly to go. Hardiman drives hard. That's Zabinski. And Ikiora with a rejection. Weathered brings it up to Jade Castro, now top of the key, Danny. 1:55 to go in the first half. Penguins trail by only 3. Castro ekes over to the left side, and Lorenzo now. Diaz is wide open, now Danny in the right corner. 15 on the shot clock, Danny goes baseline. Danny softly off the glass and draws the foul. She was nailed by Gilster.
And what a great take there by Danny Weather. Just went right into the body of Gilster and was able to absorb the contact and make the shot. Great play.
That was a great WNBA-esque play. She just ran up the defender who had not come set and was able to, well, she got hit so hard, Danny's shoe came off. You know that play. There was a lot of contact in that play. 1:44 to go. Penguins trail by only 1, and Danny will go to the line with a chance to tie it as Sorensen re-enters the game. Sandra Ikiora back to the bench for a little breather. Ikiora fouled out of that last game against Concordia, and the Penguins don't want that to happen to her. We need her down the stretch. This is even though Concordia was tough, these guys are tougher. Penguins were victorious in that game against Irvine. And Danny in and out. And Jones with just a great rebound. This athletic move. She was way up there. 1.5 to go. Penguins on D. They're not allowing him in with that zone defense. There goes another three ball, and this time by Jones. So Zabinski, Jones, and Hardiman are firing the threes and not missing many. 1:20 to go. Jade has trouble getting it up, and she can't. Hardiman with the steal. Right side to Zabinski, an easy bucket, missed it. The putback by Hardiman is good for 2. 43-37, so the steal turns into a pair. And we're coming up on 1 minute. And again, Azusa is not allowing the Penguins to get the ball past midcourt. And I'm afraid that Castro's size is hurting her here because the defenders for Azusa in the backcourt with this full court pressure are much taller. Let's just put it that way. 1:02 to go, Jeff.
Yeah, and Taylor Deneau, their primary ball handler, was out of the game, just checked back in. That may have been part of it as well.
Well, of course it was, but Castro is really good with the ball. It's just that Azusa adjusted immediately to Lacoste, putting in the smaller players. What did he do? He pushed all their tall players into the backcourt. Full court pressure. We couldn't even get it across the timeline. 52.5 to go. Penguins trail by 6, and Danny will go to the line after the foul was committed by Gilster. Danny with a nice high arc and nothing but swish. That was just majestic and beautiful.
And that's three fouls on Gilster, so that'll be something to keep an eye on as this game goes along.
This is a lot of impact happening at this game. Full contact. And the second one is missed. Oh, and it was muffed away by Hardiman, but somehow she got it back as she did a stage dive into the Azusa bench. Jones now top of the key, gets it over to Hardiman. She drifts over to the right side. Zabinski now picks up a screen. Left side, Jones, who just hit the last three on the previous play. 30 seconds to go, 12 overhead. Penguins on D, they work it down low. Gilster right off the glass, too easy. Three on one, and Gilster in the restricted area is just too easy. 25 seconds to go. Here comes Deneau, powering Deneau across the right side. She gets past Jones. Now she gets past Green. She gets up to the top of the key. Danny lost the ball for a moment, but gets it back. The shot clock is off, 10 seconds to go. Danny amid heavy traffic, bounces one in off the window, 7 seconds to go. Here comes Jones, the Penguins trail by five. Jones takes it herself, everybody falls on it. A second and a half and everybody falls on the ball. And it's a jumper. Oh, and it turns into a foul on Danny.
Wow.
I thought it was just a simple possession issue. And as it turns out, they're going to call a foul on Danny. And how many on that, on Danny, is?
I believe that's her.
I don't know what it is. I can't even read the back.
I think it says her first.
Penguins now on defense with 1 second to go. And the quick up and in to Dunphy, and she could not connect. Fans, if the Penguins should be victorious tonight, we will have Coach Lacoste immediately following the game right here on Penguin Radio if they win. If they don't win, I talked to the coach before the game, Frank, and the last thing I think that I want to talk to is a coach who just lost. So he probably wants to take the team into the clubhouse if we should lose. But again, if we win, and this will be the rest of the season, if we win and when we win, the coach will be right here on Penguin Radio immediately following the game. So it'll be buzzer, handshakes, Lacoste on the air. So you want to hang out for that as the Penguins in halftime go to the clubhouse. 45-40. What a first half. I don't remember, Jeff, a first half of basketball that had so much action.
Yeah, it really was. Had a lot of action. Had a little bit of everything. We saw a lot of both teams pushing the ball, shooting the three ball, getting transition, going hard to the bucket, getting some and ones. Saw some tough and rough action down low in the paint. It's just been teams just kind of nobody. It's like a heavyweight fight right now. Nobody can get any sort of separation.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It is. It's like Joe Frazier and Muhammad Ali, and nobody's going to relent, and you know it's going to go 11 rounds minimum, and that's what you got right here. 45-40, as Frankie has some stats that he might want to talk to us about.
Yeah, I mean, the big thing that jumped out to me, sorry for cutting you off right there, but it's such a big point, is that Sandra Ikiora and Ashley Sorensen, they are the primary rebounders right here, as Weathered also has four, but Sorensen has four and Ikiora has five, the leading rebounder for the team, and together they have 25, which is more than the entire team for the Azusa Pacific Cougars, who only have 19. So just making sure they can keep crashing those boards and not keep giving the Cougars a second chance. Those second chance effort points are what's killing them and getting them those open jumpers in the corners and on the wings as well.
As I mentioned, fans, the Penguins are without their star, Melissa Boscarino, and she's done for the season. A torn ACL was confirmed prior to tonight's game from the game against Notre Dame, and it was right here at the Conlin Center. At the left side of the key on the southern end of the Conlin Center, she was headed to the basket. She tried to, from the left side of the key, tried to move right, and her knee said no, and that was the end of her career, and I hated to see it. I talked to Bosco before the game, and clearly one of the stars for the Penguins team, and that's a big loss offensively and defensively. Now, she still is helping the team as much as a player is allowed to help the team, and certainly she is a big voice in the clubhouse as far as momentum and talking to the team, and you know, and she's a senior, she's been there, but gosh, that's a tough one to take.
Yeah, you know, you're losing not just production on the court, but you got a player like Boscarino. She's a senior, you know, like I said, the injury ended her career. She's your floor general, and she's your leader of the team. She's the heartbeat. She makes the whole team go, and Taylor Deneau, I will say, has done a fantastic job filling those shoes. She brings that feeling of calm. When you put the ball in her hands, you don't have to worry about her turning it over. And that's the most important thing you can look in a point guard.
And I would say the same for the senior, Danny Weathers. Both of those ladies, when the ball's with them at any time, you're in pretty good shape. And it's been a pleasure to watch Deneau her first year here as a Penguin. Just at the time that she's been here, how far she's come. And like you said, now she's the floor general. When Deneau has the ball, she has so much confidence. There's no question she's got things under control. 11:20 to go in halftime. Frankie and Jeff and yours truly, Stuart Horn, will be back at the end of this halftime and whatever's going on the court. There's all kinds of stuff going on here at the Conlin Center. A pretty good crowd on hand. The guys are scheduled to go off at 7:30, and we'll have that for you in its entirety when we come back right here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Conlin Center. And this edition of NCAA Division II Basketball, as the Dominican Penguins are taking on the Azusa Pacific Cougars, number 25 in the nation in the latest coaches poll. Just about ready to get it started in the second half. Cougars lead by 5, 45-40 in this one, and it has been a back-and-forth battle, body blows, team exchanging three-pointers. Pretty similar in the stat sheet. Dominican at 45% from the field. Azusa Pacific at 40%. And Frankie, you were talking a little bit about the Penguins hanging in tough on the boards and just trying to weather this storm of the Cougars, a very tall opponent. And what do you think is the most important thing for them to do that?
I'm going to just say keep closing out on those outside shots. They have been doing a great job with their impressive Azusa Cougars ball movement. But if they can just continue to be dominant like that and close out on those three-pointers, I think that they're going to be just fine this game against a 9-1 team.
As Azusa Pacific starts with the basketball, and Jones, right off the get-go, fires up a three-ball, goes in and out, and here comes Taylor Deneau and the Penguins on their first possession of the second half. 20 on the shot, 9.5 to go, as Lorenzo starts in the game in the second half for the Penguins, and she throws it away first time she touches the basketball. As Sabansky has it, drives into the middle, outside, that's Green. Green outs back out to Sabansky, air ball from the right corner, three ball, and Taylor Deneau gets it from Ikeora. Penguins coming right back. Here's Natalie Diaz. Natalie Diaz, right corner, Lorenzo. Lorenzo gets called for a push-off offensive foul. Used that off-arm driving into the middle of the lane to push off. Gets called for her second foul of the game. First on the Penguins with 9 to go in the third. As Jones brings it across the insignia, that's Zabinski, right corner. Now into the right, Hardiman. Back out to Jones. Now into the left baseline. Jumper no good. Offensive board and put back by Hardiman. And the Cougars go up by 7 by 47-40. Kind of an unlucky play there for the Penguins, as the Penguins struggle to get it back a little bit. And Taylor Deneau goes over and back. And that'll be a turnover. So not a great start here for the Penguins with 8.5.
Yeah, that is one of the worst places that you do want to pick up the basketball right there. Unfortunate that that trap was so on point, and just when they got over, they committed to the trap. Great job from the Cougars, and unfortunately the Penguins could not hold on to that possession.
As Elena Scott and Jade Castro check back in for the Penguins after that possession in for Weathered and Diaz. As going to the bucket, looked like a travel, no call. Putback is good. That's Miriam Zabansky who puts in the putback. But it looks like before that, the Cougars got away with a traveling call. 49-40 now as the Penguins bring it right back the other way. And they end the drought as Sandra Ikeora puts one in right on the left block. And it's 49-42. Cougars right back, however. Kelly Hardiman left open for three in the left wing, and she buries it. So teams going back and forth. Penguins had trouble getting the ball inbounded as the Cougars tried to fool them with a full court press, and they did, and Diaz was forced to call a timeout on that one.
I mean, that's just impressive, Cougar. They have been doing this in the entire game, that full court press. And the only way to beat a press is to pass through it. You can't have Dano dribbling through it. You can't have her just trying to force the ball up, or whoever does have the ball. Passing through the press and breaking it down is the best way to get through the press break.
And we've seen the Penguins really struggle with that press since the second half has started. And after this stoppage, the Cougars now lead by 7, 52-42, or excuse me, by 10. I'm not a math major here. And it's 7:43 to go here in the third. And looking at just a couple of the leading scorers for both teams, Kelly Hardiman has 16, 6 of 8 from the field. And Jones also has 11 on 3 of 5 shooting. So two players already in double digits for Azusa Pacific, while Dominican does not have a score in double digits yet. Danny Weather the closest with 9. So for Dominican, I would say the biggest thing they got to focus on right now is breaking that press to try to get themselves back into this ball game. They will have possession, but will start on the Cougar baseline, so they will have to break through that press. Dano will start with it. She dribbles right through the teeth of the press, finds Scott, and Scott throws it away, looking for Ikeora underneath, but Jones is able to handle it. Hardiman has it at the top of the key, back to Jones. Jones in the left corner, and she will take it back with 17 on the shot clock. Jones over to Hardiman, back to Jones. Jones with 8 on the shot clock. That's Hardiman again. Now Merriam driving to the bucket, left baseline, no good. Rebound tipped out. Jump shot is good from just in top of the key. That's Hardiman who hit the jump shot. And we're going to have a foul in the backcourt. Looks like it's going to be Allison Green who picks up the foul. Her second foul, second team foul for the Cougars as they now lead by 12 here with 7:03. In the third.
The Penguins can find out a way to work out this kink of the press break. I think they're going to be in great shape to pull off this win today.
Dano brings it across. Here's Ikeora driving hard into the paint, has her shot blocked, but Diaz ends up with it. She drives in hard to the bucket and gets fouled. Almost a three-point opportunity. Ball just rolled off the side of the rim, but Natalie Diaz will have a chance to go to the free throw line to get 2 points. As Diaz has 7 points tonight. First three throw is up and no good. That was her first free throw attempt of the game. A little bit of a tongue twister there. Second one is up and it is in and out. But Danny Weather gets in there for offensive board. Put back is good on the right block. What a play by Danny Weather to slither her way in between those two Cougar defenders. And it's back to a 10-point game. As here's Green who has it. Back out top to Jones. 17 on the shot. 6.5 to go in the game. Almost a turnover, but it's going to turn into a jump shot on the left baseline from about 20 feet out. And Hardiman buries the long two. And it's 56-44. Weathered is able to break the press. Finds Hoboke. Wide open right corner three. No. Dano gets clocked in the face. No call. Ikeora ends up with it. And she just misses it, and we finally do have a foul as Taylor Dano, still shaken up, went hard for that offensive board and got smacked right in the face by a Cougar defender. I don't know how they didn't call a foul on that rebound, but nonetheless will be Cougar possession as the foul was on Danny Weathered on the rebound, her second personal. Wow.
Ugly player out there, two players going at it. But Sandra.
Well, that's Sandra,
she's not afraid to go up and get it.
As Weathered was able to get the steal right about the center court line and draws a foul, it's on Allison Green. That's her third personal. So she will head to the bench. And here comes Taylor Dano. Back out right wing, that's Danny Weathered. Weathered drives into the middle. Now into left corner, Diaz. Back out to Weathered. Deneau has it left corner. Drive baseline, nothing there. Back out to Ikiora. Ikiora fires up a shot right from about 8 feet out in the middle of the paint, and she buries it, and it's 56-46. Jones will slew it down. Hardiman into the left corner, and we are going to have an offensive foul. They're going to call it, I believe, on Miriam Zabinski. Oh, no. I thought there initially it looked like an offensive foul is what they're indicating, but they end up calling it an Ikiora. And off the inbound.
There we go.
Now we have an offensive foul called. All right.
See in the future.
Yeah. Okay. We just did have that Back to the Future thing recently, so it kind of fits.
Now they're passing through the break, though. It's great as Danny Weathered goes up for it. No foul, though.
And it is able. And the Cougars are able to get that one as Jones has some trouble bringing it up. Good pressure from Taylor Deneau, but does get over cross. And it's going to be a three from the left corner. No good. There's Danny Weathered with the rebound. Missed shot there from Hardiman in the right corner. And Danny Weathered will bring it up. Goes right into the teeth of defense. Kicks it out. Hoboak, three is long. And that's definitely the shot that the Penguins were looking for as Pacific pushes it back up, fires a wild shot off transition. No good. Here comes Deneau going right back up. Weathered drives into the paint, gets hooked by, looks like by, I think it was Jones who will pick up the foul. We'll see. Yes, it will be Jones picking up the foul. Kind of, Weathered was trying to go to the basket and kind of hooked her. And at the 4:27 mark, we will head to a media timeout. 46-56, Cougars out in front here in the third quarter. We're going to take a break here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Welcome back to the action here from the Conlin Center. Penguins trailing by 10. Cougars out in front, 56-46. Danny Weathered can cut it to a single-digit ball game as she will go to the line to shoot free throws. Weathered lines up. First one is on its way, and it's long off the back iron. No good. And Weathered is now 1-for-4 from the line. Penguins 4-of-10 as a team. Second one is up and good. Weathered goes 1-for-2 at the line, shakes her head in disappointment. But it is a 9-point game. Penguins trying to battle back in this one. As there's Tampin over to Jones. Jones back to Tampin, almost taken away. Finds an open shooter in the left wing. No good. Rebound will go to the Penguin. Loose ball was tipped out of bounds by the Cougars. Penguins in possession. Press set up by the Cougars. Deneau is able to fight through a double team right off the inbound pass. Finds Scott in the right corner. Bound back up top. Diaz, three. You got it. Diaz buries a three from right at top of the key, and it's a 6-point game. Just under four to go in the third. Green over to a wide open Hardiman. Three on the way. No good. Rebound. is tracked down by the Cougars. Hardeman in possession with it now. Passes it off to Tampin. Back to Hardeman. Drives on the baseline. Blocked by Diaz. Blues ball tracked back down by Hardeman. And now we're going to have a stoppage of play by the referees.
The ball did not hit the rim, therefore it does not reset the shot clock. It was just a clean block off the backboard, and they did not have possession, so it remains, so it's still 20.
18 now on the clock as the Penguins try to get a trap, and they're going to get a foul called on a push-off. Let's see who they call it on. Looks like it is going to be Natalie Diaz, who picks up the foul. Deneau and Diaz were both over there. As Scott has it, Penguins moving it around. Hardeman has it. Mao back up top. That's Allah. Allah throws a wild pass. Weather tries to track it down, but just stepped on the left, right to the left of the bucket on the baseline. Good effort there by Weather, but definitely not a smart pass right there. So Allah will inbound the ball for the Cougars. 16 on the shot clock, 3:09 on the game clock. Gets it inbounds. Hardeman on the left wing has it. Driving towards the bucket. Kick out. Left wing. Three. It's good. That's Joel Tampin. 59-50 as the Penguins scream it back up the court. Diaz moving. Slithers into the paint. Just missed it off the right window. And here come the Cougars the other way. Allah in possession. Fires it over. And back outside, Hardeman, left wing, three is good.
Holy cow.
Hardeman left wide open. You could almost see that one coming.
You're not kidding. Tampin and Hardeman, those two can really fire it.
As Deneau gets trapped in the backcourt. Looks like it's going to be an out-of-bounds call with 23 seconds on the shot. Deneau's got to hurry, and she does. As she only had 1 second to get it across there, but she was able to do so. Diaz has it, passes it over to Weathered, who has it at the top of the key. Now over to Lorenzo. Lorenzo fires up a three, and she buries it from the left corner. Lorenzo seemingly kind of left alone there. They kind of were reserved to let her take that shot, and she buried it in their face. So now it is a 53-62 deficit for the Penguins here at the Conlin Center. 2:12 as the Cougars, I believe, have called a timeout here with 2:12 left in the third. And we've seen this lead stay at right around between 6 and 9 mm-hmm. for the pretty much this whole third quarter.
Exactly.
What do you believe the Penguins need to do to get a run going to really fight their way closer into within striking distance?
Well, I mean, first off, they need for sure stop and close out on that three-point ball. And if they can do that, I'm sure that the more contested shots that these Cougars get, the more times that they're going to be missing the ball. And then besides that point, when they do miss it, which they are going to with a contested jumper, the next thing you need to do is crash the boards as hard as you can and make sure you can get that boards and cut out second chance efforts.
And that's something that the Cougars have done a pretty good job of. They have 12 offensive boards to Dominican's also 12. But Dominican is leading the rebound battle 33-28. As back to action, the Cougars bringing it up. Jones is able to get it across as the Penguins put some pressure. Hardeman finds an open two-point bucket. No good. Offensive rebound. Kick out and a lot of contact on a three, but no call. Jump ball on the rebound. Ikiora was fighting with it for Hardeman and position Penguins. And, man, the Penguins caught a break there because Taylor Deneau went flying into a wide-open three-point shooter as the Penguins turn it over in the backcourt. An open shot missed. Jones picks up the rebound, and she is able to put it back good. So the Cougars get a bucket off a turnover. Taylor Deneau screams across and is able to pick up a blocking foul. Sixth foul on the Cougars already, and third personal foul on Jones.
On that previous sequence on the inbounds, you know, it was funny. Deneau lost the handle on the ball, and then it turned into a two from Jones. While Deneau was lying on the floor, it looked like she hurt her right knee. The first one's good. And
And then, but then she got the ball in the inbounds on the subsequent play and charged hard enough across the middle to pick up a foul, which was pretty hard.
And second free throw attempt up from Deneau there is true. So Deneau goes 2 for 2 at the line. She's had a very good night shooting free throws tonight.
So it just seemed like she needed a breather, really, is what it did while she was lying on the floor. You know, really, that's what it seemed like.
Tampin, skip pass across, another skip pass to Hardiman the other way. Hardiman drives into the middle and has the pass tipped away by Weathered. Here comes Weathered the other way, all the way to the bucket, and it is going to be a 7-point game now. 64-57. Penguins trying to fight back.
They
need pressing.
They got to stop matching baskets, and they need to get points of their own.
And Hardiman is able to get a putback off a missed three-pointer for another point for Hardiman. Give her 25 for the game so far. Wow. She has really been pacing this Cougar offense.
Yeah, you're not kidding. She accounts for more than 20% of the points scored, and we're all the way to the end of the third quarter. That's impressive.
Turnovers are being, they're starting to really add up for this Penguins team. They need to really take care of the ball down the stretch. They can't be giving up the ball this many times.
Agreed.
In this short amount of time.
I'm surprised how many clean looks that the Penguins are giving them.
Mm-hmm.
Cougars in possession off the turnovers. Hardiman goes to the bucket, misses the shot on the baseline, but she gets fouled and she will head to the free throw line.
And there's the other part of this thing. If you're going to force them outside when they do drive in, they're going to draw a foul 80% of the time.
Hardiman, this is actually surprisingly her first trip to the line tonight. Is long off the back iron with the first shot.
Can
no good.
Can you imagine that? All the points she scored tonight under duress, and here she has a clean look from 15 easy feet. Seemingly easy. Not that I could go do it, but a player of her high caliber, you would think that she would knock it down. 25 points here. We give her a free one, and it was a little bit deep.
Hardiman's second free throw attempt is up, and this one's good.
That's not surprising.
He goes 1 for 2 at the line. 10 of 16 from the field for Hardiman. That's a fantastic percentage. We have a stoppage of play. Looks like we have a problem with the shot clock. Yes, they will reset the shot clock to 25, and the game clock will be reset to 40 seconds. So we're all set. Here we go. The Penguins can go for a 2-for-1 if they get a really quick shot up. Alana Scott has it over to Weathered. Weathered driving into the bucket. Tries to get it to Sorensen, who just checked into the game, and she throws it away. Weathered looks like she was confused. She went up, and Sorensen wasn't where she was expecting her to be.
Yeah, she was trying to get a no-look off, and Danny, her name is Alyssa, tapped her chest. That was my fault.
So Green brings it across the line for the Cougars, and look who's left open. Hardiman, 3, missed it. Diaz had it, but had it taken away. But it is going to be a reach-in foul called against the Cougars. Let's see who they call it on. Looks like that is Allison Green, and that's Green's fourth personal. So that'll be something to...
Headphones.
It'll be something to look at. 13-5 on the game clock, and Natalie Diaz will go to the line. Diaz's first one is no good off the back of the rim. 13-5 on the game clock. Cougars will most likely hold for the last shot unless Dominican gets an offensive board, and here's a shot. And Sorensen fighting for it, can't quite come up with it, but Weathered is able to steal a pass away, and she gets fouled underneath the bucket. Good hustle by Danny Weather to stay with the play. So many times you see after a miss like that and the other team get possession off a rebound that teams will just give up. But Weather sticks with the play and earns a trip to the line. First free throw is up, and it is no good. Almost got the roll but couldn't quite get it. Weather now 2 of 6. At the free throw line.
56% on the season. And, you know, Danny's one of the greats in DU history, but she's got to bring that free throw percentage up.
Weathered. One more now at the line. Second free throw up, and it is true for Weathered. 7 seconds and a blocking foul called in the backcourt with, looks like Jones has it. Yes, she does. So she will head to the foul line with 6.7 seconds to go. Tough foul there for the Penguins to give up.
It looked intentional. And, you know, Danny always thinking strategy. She had to intend to foul there, but I'm not sure why.
And Jones puts up the first one and makes it. And Jones was 2 for 2 on her first trip to the line. Here's the second one. It is also good. So 4 for 4 for Jones and 2 for 2 on that trip as the Penguins almost turn it over again off the inbound. And but 5.4 seconds, the Penguins will have to go the length of the court to try to get a basket in here before the half. And the ball is tipped away by Hardiman off the inbound. And Dominican's still in possession. That was a perfect example of Hardiman just those using those long arms to tip that pass away. As now Weathered will inbound the ball. Lorenzo has it. 2 on the clock. 1. Weathered's got to shoot from about half court. No good. Shot would have counted if it went down, but didn't. And at the end of 3, the Cougars are leading by 11 points, 69-58. And Dominican's got some work to do in the 4th if they want to pull off a big win here at the Conlin Center.
Yeah, I would agree. 5 points at the half, that's doable. But my fear is that Azusa is figuring something out. And they're working that that three-point plan from Tim Lacoste, and they figured out, well, the Penguins are going to force us outside, so here's what we can do with our answers. And they have 4 bona fide three-point shooters. When we come back, we're going to have the final period in this one right here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Nothing there. Hello, Frankie. Thank you very much. 69-58, everybody, in the Penguins trail. And the Penguins, as Frank said, going into the half, have some work to do. Attacking the northern hoop off to our right here on Media Row. And Taylor Deneau goes in to a perfectly wide open lane and misses on her way up from very close range. And I frankly cannot believe that, Frankie.
Yeah, I mean, you would think that she could reach over the top, but it was that left hand that did it. Using her left hand to extend over and touch the back of shooting is number 4 over the top.
You don't got to go there. You can just continue on with what the shot was.
Yeah, so using her left hand, extending, unable to really use her right hand to get over the top, she tried to push her instead, and that's the foul.
Perfect. She got a little too much window on the play as Tampion is 1 from 2. Subsequent to the miss by Deneau, Tampion went up the other end, and driving is Alyssa Lorenzo. And Lorenzo, the freshman sensation, is able to bury the deuce, and the Penguins draw it to 10. And it looked like a travel, according to Jeff Safford, who has perfect eyes and a great angle, but no whistle. It would have been against Azusa on the play. It was missed, tipped out of bounds. The Penguins are going to get it on the long end with 9.5 to go. They're down by 10. The Penguins poised for a monumental comeback against a team who is only ranked slightly higher in the standings, but a 9-1 PacWest Conference record against the Penguins 8-2. So either way, these two teams are very close. Ikeora kick out over into the corner to the newcomer, Alana Scott. Here goes Deneau. 3-ball left wing, good! 7-point game, 70-63. The DUs will have 9 minutes with which to work, and they're trailing by 7. Oh, brother, an easy baseball pass. The length of the court by Tampion gets it all the way over to...
Getting back on D is just as important as scoring the basket.
72-63, the bucket ultimately scored by Ala. The Penguins, now here comes Deneau. She brings it up. Deneau's going to no-look it over to Ikeora. I could see it coming from here, and it was a terrible pass. She threw it right at the top of the feet of Ikeora. She was trying to bounce it into her. Ikeora was off to her right. You could see the no-look coming. And Ikiar was lying in wait at the right side of the bucket, but it was just not a good pass by Dino, who's usually spot on. 8.5 to go. The Penguins down by 9, 72-63. There's a steal. Dino tipped it away. Now Danny brings it across midcourt. Danny, the drifter from the lane, whistles. And we'll find out who it's on. And it's a... Charging. And it's on Danny. You could see that. She was trying to do a little too much. Mm-hmm. It was 3-on-1. She got into the top of the paint. And there was no way she was going to get there. It was a shot that needed to be slowed down and reconsidered.
She had the options, but she took the momentum instead.
And oftentimes that works for a player like
Of her stature, yes.
That like Danny Weathered, who can really break things loose. But there's a play subsequently up and in to Dumphy, but a perfect pass by Tampion as Azusa waited it out a little bit. They worked with the clock, took a few extra seconds, considered the play. Deneau now brings it up to Scott. Now Lorenzo right here in front of the broadcasting area. Three ball on the way, missed it short and left. Rebound is taken down by Elena Allah for Azusa, and the Penguins are down by 11 again, 74-63. Driving in, up and under left baseline, Hardiman gets fouled by Ikiora. Just hammered.
They're all out of formation. The Dominican Penguins really need to reform and regroup into, they need to get together, I think, after this free throw and just really discuss, just like how you see in college basketball for the men, they all get together and they always talk about what is going on wrong instead of just yelling at each other. They need to come together instead of arguing and bickering.
Hardiman with the first one is good. I think you're right. There's a need to try to figure out. Here's what happened at halftime, I think, Frankie. The two teams went to the clubhouse, and whatever it is, Azusa figured something out and have started to break away. And I think you're right. I think the Penguins need to slow down and try to make Azusa play their game. Otherwise, it seems like the Penguins are trying to do too much right now.
Yep.
The free throw is good, 75-63. Inbound, stolen away by Scott, and then re-stolen by Jones, but the Penguins are going to get it back as it goes off the end line, 7:40. Still plenty of time, an eternity with 7:40 to go, but the DUs don't have a lot of wiggle room right now. Inbounds and whistles.
I believe this is going to be a shot clock violation because they never had possession. It was just touched away and then out of bounds. So that's going to leave the clock at 27.
Inbounds from Danny to Taylor Deneau, who brings it across the D in the middle of the house. Scott, three ball right wing. Oh, Scott does it again. 75-66, 7.5 to go. Shot clock rolls. Penguins on D, bringing it up is Jones. She's in trouble. Stolen away by Scott. Ripped away then by Lorenzo. Scott chases it down, but Jones in the backcourt is able to recover it. Coming up on 7 minutes. Jones drives the leg. Kick over left side to Allah. Into the right corner now. They're looking for Hardiman. Can she fire another three? Turn around Softy. Dumphy. Oh, brother. Good shot by Dumphy. Spinning 360 on the baseline. Danny has the palms to the ceiling. She's yelling at Deneau. I'm not sure what she was saying. Did she want the ball? Or was she saying you need to cover better? I'm not sure. 6:45. Scott, top of the key now, gets it off to Deneau, who drives the baseline right side. Loose ball. Lorenzo comes up with it off the back of the rim. Ikiora fights for it. Possession arrow for Azusa.
Ikiora is fighting so hard down there. She has just shown tremendous endurance throughout this entire game.
That's a great call. She's really fighting every second. And she's just such a key part of this puzzle. 77-66, a DU's trail. Azusa's got it, left wing, three ball. Hardiman finally missed one. And Ikiora with a rebound to Taylor. She's going to slow it down. Shot clock reset, 6:15 to go in the game. Penguins down by 11. Taylor right side, window. Taylor, two ball, fouled on the way by Allah.
Wow, what a tremendous take by Deneau. Realized it with the hesitation that she had her defender beat and took it one time, one two step up off the glass. Beautiful finish.
That really was. That was a thing of beauty. Lorenzo's going to take a break and Jade Castro re-enters. 6:13 to go. The Penguins down by only 9 points now, 77-68. Taylor Deneau on the line to make it 8 if she can. It's up. And it's deep, and the Penguins can't get a break. Cindy Jones with a rebound. She brings it up, the point guard. She's being guarded very closely with Dano plastered to her, staring into her eyes. Dano, so intense, every second of every game. Now the pass over to Hardiman. She drifts one in from the paint. Loose ball after she missed it. Oh, she landed on it, rolled backward. Jade Castro. Oh, God, that looked like it hurt the back, her lower back. She rolled on the ball, Frankie.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly.
Ouch. Like she was rolling dough, getting ready for a bye. 5:52 to go, 77-68. And the Penguins get it as Jade Castro falls on it for the possession. Penguins are going to bring it in and let the ball roll to midcourt as the shot doesn't start until somebody actually touches the ball. Now a pass from no look over to Ikiora. She missed it. Danny with a put back. She's fouled, but no bucket. The Penguins just, it's like there's a lid on the bucket. They can't get anything going. And down is Ikiora, and she's got a bad left ankle on this one. Oh, brother, I hope she didn't roll it too hard. She's really wincing in pain. There's no one going over there. Where's the trainer?
Oh, she just stepped over right
okay,
now.
Good. Now they've got trainers on her. Ikiora has been such a huge piece of this puzzle, as I mentioned before, the 5'11" sophomore out of Valencia. And, you know, it's funny. You see the players come in as freshmen. They start they start their first couple of games. They kind of get used to the system and the coaches and their other players and the conference and the Conlin Center and hearing us out of one ear and trying to play the game out of the other. And then as they settle in, you really see why the coach went after them so hard and recruited them up here to Dominican. And this is why she plays so hard every second of every game. And now, a lot of players do that, but she's productive.
Mm-hmm. And I just think it's the whole atmosphere that this gymnasium brings. I mean, they call it the icebox for a reason. We're all Penguins here.
So Danny Weathered on the line. Toes the line with the right foot. Centered and rattles one in. Yeah. And Danny's not having a good night from the line, but that's 3-for-7 now. 5:43 to go.
8-for-18 as a team. That's a storyline right there in itself.
That's the difference in the game. Can you imagine?
Yep.
That the Penguins put that together and they're leading. Even if they missed a couple, they're leading.
Mm-hmm.
But 10, 5.5 to go, fans. Penguins trail by only 7. It was 12 a minute ago. Jones has it at the top of the key. And at the 5.5 mark, like a lot of teams do, as Jones just threw it out of bounds. And the Penguins are going to get it on an unforced error. Up on his feet is Coach T.J. Hardiman. Now, I wonder if Hardiman's connected to Kelly Hardiman. I have no idea. I should know that, but I don't. The ball's thrown out of bounds. Hardiman's a hell of a three-point shooter. Heck of a three-point shooter. I just don't swear on the air, Stu. 5:18 to go. I'm pretty excited here, though. As Dano has a baseline, Dano goes up off the window. No. Taken down by Jones. Dano hits the ground hard. Jones with another rebound. She passes it over left side. Green, easy. Look, in fact, too easy. She missed it. Hardiman with the putback, 79-70. Hardiman is always in perfect position. That's why I wonder if her dad is the coach.
Yeah, there is also no presence. That could be it. There is no presence inside the key for this Penguins defense. I mean, they need height. I can't put it together right now, but they need some presence in there.
We got to bring in Saf for this one because this is a conundrum. 21 on the line. That is Hardiman, the six-footer, who's been so good tonight. Missed. Free throw, and IQR comes down. Taylor Dano brings it up. Saf, what do you think the Penguins need to do? I mean, they're right there. It's not like the game is out of hand.
Yeah, they just need to find a way to get some more stops on defense, and they've been doing it for a lot tonight where they'll get a bucket, and then the Cougars will come right back really quick and get a bucket of their own the other way. They got to build, you know, some momentum and get some buckets, because the more buckets you score, the less you're going to have to deal with that press.
The Azusa Pacifics have called a timeout, and wouldn't you know, Hardiman broke up the last play and forced the Penguins to cough up the ball. And just when the Penguins need it most, they trail by 9. It's 4:50 to go. We're going to stay right here for more commentary. Frankie Luongo, Jeff Savard, yours truly, Stuart Horn on Penguin Radio. And this is an exciting game. I have been pumped from the get. Taylor Dano, Danny Weathered, with the Melissa Boscarino out of the game. You know, there's so many components to what's going on tonight. And watching the two teams warm up, you could see that this was going to be a great one. A 9-point difference with 4.5, that's still gettable. You know, the women's coach here for several years was a guy named Scott Davis, and took the Penguin women in 2004 to our first NAIA championship. And Scott used to say 11 points with 3 minutes to go is doable. Well, the Penguins are 9 points with 4:50, so it's getting right down to it. But the Penguins are going to need to make an adjustment. They can't just go back out and continue doing as they've been doing. Because I have a feeling that Azusa is going to go back out and continue doing what they've been doing.
Changes do need to be made, yeah. But never count this Penguin team out.
Well, that's a good call. Of course, Frankie is a Penguin through and through, and the first one by Allah is no good. A horseshoe right back at her. She gets the second as the score remains. A 9-point differential on the way. That one's pure. And it's a 10-point game. Here we go. DU's need some baskets. Stop matching. They need stops and baskets. And I know that's the ultimate obvious statement. There's Danny Weathered from the right elbow. Good for a deuce.
Well, that's a good way to start.
8-point game. And now they've got two in the backcourt. Ooh, they had it broken up. But somehow Hardiman was in perfect position. Wouldn't you imagine that? Allison Green now, top of the key, fires it downstairs to Dunphy, lying in wait in the restricted area. No Penguins anywhere near her. She popped it in with great ease. Coming up on 4 minutes, the Penguins down by 10. Remember, if the Penguins win, Coach Lacoste will be on with us. But it's a tall order at this point. Azusa is playing very well. Danny drifts across the top of the key. Now over to Jade Castro in the corner. Lorenzo out on the key, inside of 4 minutes, and Castro walked with it after Lorenzo powered one over to it. And Jade Castro is looking at Lorenzo and pointing, and I'm not sure what she was saying.
I think that she wanted more spacing, and I think she was supposed to drift out more to the right, that left side wing, on the north side. And she needed that right wing in that whole space, but didn't get it.
Yep, I think you're right. It's 3:45 to go, fans. Penguins down by 10. And now it's really red zone. They're really going to have to work for it. Castro stepped in the way of Green and fouled. So Jade trying to make something out of something.
What is the two-minute drill here for the Penguins?
Same thing it was at 4. I'm not a good enough analyst or coach of the finer points to tell you any difference between 4 and 2 at this point, right? It's Deneau's back in as Castro takes a seat after the first free throw by Allison Green is missed. But he cannot match baskets on the way in here. Does it mean you got to make threes? No. But you can't match baskets. It means more stops.
Mm-hmm.
So, frankly, I wouldn't mind seeing Sorensen get in there to go tall. So the second free throw is made, and it's an 11-point game with 3:20 to go. And the Penguins are right on the mark. And left side! Alana Scott is right on the mark. Three ball way out on the left wing. 83-75. Penguins again. Oh, Deneau stole it away in the backcourt for a moment as she hits the deck and a whistle. And Deneau again with that right knee. She's hobbled with the right knee time after time, but then after a few seconds, seems to pop up.
It is clearly bruised right now. She rolled up. She has three-quarter leggings on, and she just rolled them up right now, and you can clearly see that right knee bruised.
Well, I'm looking right now at all the players, Frankie, and all of their knees are bruised. Every single player, their left knee is bruised especially. I don't know why they go down on the left one. But most of them have both knees, and so they wear the leggings. You're right. Mm-hmm. It seems like they covered a little bit. But Deneau, every time, goes down, in this case, on the right knee, totally bruised. A few seconds, she winces, and then she pops up, and she seems to be better, 83-75. DU's are just doing their best to hang in. It's 3:07 to go.
Yeah, now it looks.
This game is not over.
Looks like Deneau actually got that left knee taped up. Like, it looks like it's bleeding a little bit.
Oh, brother. Hardiman brings it in. Penguins on D. And now here goes the milking of the clock as much as they can. That is Azusa. They're inside of 3 minutes. They're working the shot clock 9. Down low 8. Backing it out. Long 3-ball. Left wing. On the way, Hardiman. Check it. That was Green. Penguins with a rebound. They got to work. They got to push. 2:45 to go. Oh, no, and it's a loose ball, and the Penguins can't get it back. Danny had it, threw it away. 2:30 now. Penguins lead by, pardon me, trail by 11, and Green backs up to the timeline. Now over to Jones in the right corner. They've got 20 seconds on the shot clock. They're going to use it all. Uh-oh, close range. Hardiman again. 85-75. 2:20 to go. Deneau needs to make something happen. The Penguins need magic, and here she is. Danny has it. Top of the key now, Scott. Her shirt's untucked. I'm surprised they don't stop and everything. Coming up on the two-minute warning. Scott, three ball, left wing. Oh, in and out, loose ball. Danny couldn't get to it. Rebound taken by Allison Green. 2 minutes. Penguins down by 10. Oh, brother, and here's where Green backs up, steps on the insignia. She slipped a little bit. She's used up 10 seconds of the shot clock. Now she picks up a screen down low by Dumphy. Fired off. Dumphy gets in the way. It goes out of bounds, and the Penguins are going to get it back. 1:44 to go, Frankie, with 10-point differential.
I'm shocked Sorensen has not come back in this game about 5 minutes ago.
Well, me too. I like the tall look as Taylor Deneau goes in from the top of the key. She had a clean lane through the lane. No one was there to block her, and she missed the shot to the right. It's one of those shots, Frank, that almost seems too easy for a great shooter like Deneau. She'll make that 99 times out of 100 in practice. A minute and a half to go. Penguins down by 10. Azusa is now really working the clock, and I can hear Coach Fanique Allen is saying, pressure the ball. They've got to get the ball in action. Now it's 10 seconds on the shot clock, but only 1:15 over top. Now the shot from the free throw line, Hardiman, good. Easy deuce for Hardiman, and the Penguins trail by 12. 1:09 to go in whistles.
And that's 33 points now for Hardiman for the game.
What a night.
That's definitely the highest scoring output I've seen by anyone in the Conlin Center since I've been broadcasting.
Yeah, that's an incredible night. And Hardiman has made him from close range, but she's rained him from outside. Danny, 360, circus move in the paint, right to left, and draws the foul. 58 seconds to go. Will it be too little, too late?
That's a good way to get a basket for the Penguins. Not only do you get a chance for 3 points, but the clock stops as well.
It's a little too much work in my book that she would have to go through all that. And she makes the free throw with just inside of a minute, and Coach Lacoste calls a timeout. So here's the thing, 87-78. That's two possessions for Azusa to work the shot clock and done. So the Penguins now are going to have to make this final 58 seconds 5 minutes in length. Because every time Azusa brings the ball in, the Penguins are going to have to foul hard. They're in the double bonus. Quick foul, miss free throw. Don't foul Hardiman. Don't foul Hardiman. She's having a night that's just one for the record books. And if it's not Hardiman with the ball, get it out of her hands if it is, and get it to somebody else and hope they can miss the free throw, obviously, and see if the Penguins can somehow box out and get to the other end. And they're going to have to do it 4 times.
In minimal time.
Yeah, they're going to have to do it 4 times quickly. Pretty tough.
Anything is possible.
It's absolutely right. And we've seen weirder stuff happen here at the Conlin Center. But you never know. 52 seconds, Azusa now, and just as we suspected, slowing it down. Danny's just absolutely plastered to Allison Green. Danny's got to get in there. Oh, get that foul. Green to the bucket, unobstructed. Now she ekes around baseline. Kick over into the corner. Now we're coming up on 30 seconds. And this game is all but in the hands of Azusa, clearly. Green has it again. 2 on the shot clock. Fired up, air ball. So 26 seconds on the shot clock, and Azusa used the whole clock. 30 seconds just went by. Nobody took a shot. Nobody could force a foul.
That was probably the hardest 35 seconds of defense I've seen Dominican play this entire game.
Well, and they've been playing pretty hard. I'll give
they
it to
have.
Them. They have. Deneau brings it up and turns around to Ikiora down low. And off the window, Ikiora scores the bucket, and Dumphy with a foul. You know, they've left Joelle Tampion out for quite a while, the 5'6 sophomore. And she was having a good night, too, with limited minutes. Sandra Ikiora to the line, and this one is good. And it's a 7-point ball game. Unfortunately, the DUs only have a quarter of a minute to go. And now one on two, taking it down to the baseline again. Green is just crafty down there. She could just ooze around 5 seconds to go. And finally, in the final 58 seconds of the game, Frank, the Penguins' first foul, which I'm really surprised.
I'm curious about that as well. I think that they just wanted to see if they could do something without having to foul, maybe get a quick turnover or something. I think that's what they were hoping for. Also, they do have players in foul trouble. Maybe they don't want to risk a shooter getting fouled out for those last two shots.
Allah, again, 1 for 2, her last two possessions at the free throw line. 88-81, Penguin ball, 5 seconds to go. Deneau has it. She'll bring it up, and the Penguins will get one last shot off. And the kick over to Ikiora is missed, and there's the buzzer, and that's the game. And the Penguins are... who had a 5-point differential at halftime. The Penguins are going to move now to 8-3 in PacWest Conference play. Azusa Pacific improves to 10-1 in conference play. And Coach the Coast and the ladies will head back to the clubhouse without a victory. And after the last game, they were really moving with a lot of confidence. And it was a good game, 87-80. They just could never get close enough. It was 12 points at one point, and the Penguins got it back to 7 points at the end. So I give them credit for that. But whatever the Azusas figured out at halftime, the Penguins did not have an answer for, Frank.
Yeah, I mean, it was fluctuating in between 12 to 7, I think was the lowest at one point. But, I mean, they just could never get that momentum that they needed to be able to press that to the lead and press that to maybe 5 points or less, and they couldn't do it. I mean, there was tremendous shooting from the Cougars. I mean, we have to give them that, but the Penguins just could not get those stops on D, and I think that is one of the big results here.
Jeff, what was the final for Hardeman? 35 points?
33.
33 for Hardeman on the night. Can you imagine? That's here's the thing. It took Hardeman's career night. I don't know if it is a career night, but certainly had to be close to one of her career nights. And it took that out of Hardeman, some fine play out of Zabinski and Green. Cindy Jones, who came in off the bench and just tore it up. She was just unbelievable with the ball. At Jones and her ball control was just crazy. And I've just been handed the stat sheet now, and I just want to bring to you a couple of things here. As Jeff said, 33 total points for Hardeman, 5 of 12 outside. That's pretty strong when you make 5 threes in a high-scoring game. 13 for 23 field, but 2 for 5 from the line. And nobody except Cindy Jones was better than 50% from the line. Jones was perfect, 4 for 4. Everybody else for Azusa was below 50% from the line. That's surprising.
Yeah,
it is. But you look at the Dominican on their side, and they didn't shoot very well from the line either, only 12 of 22, 54%. And that's something that I would point out for this game is, it was a hard-fought game by both sides, but when you're playing a tough team like Azusa Pacifics, you got to do everything, all those small things right. And Dominican, with all those turnovers in the backcourt and the missed free throws, that stuff just adds up. And when you're playing a tough team, it makes it so difficult to win. And we saw that tonight for the Penguins.
So isn't it so true? The free throws for the Penguins, 12 for 22, and they lose by 7. Ouch. Now, of course, somebody could say, well, wait a minute. Azusa was 14 for 22, and had they done it, then the game would have stayed the same. Okay, got it, but we're looking for answers here. That's what we do. We're not playing the game. We're trying to figure the game out. As Jeff Mullinax moves into the opulent broadcasting area here at Dominican, one of the longtime supporters of DU Sports, one of the great men in the community. Well, we have 22 minutes to go, fans, before the beginning of the men's game. Let's see if they can have a little bit better outcome than the ladies did. By the way, The next ladies' broadcast will be here on February 1st, 1 week from tonight, on academic night, when they announce the Penguins' sixth, the athletes for DU, sixth year in a row of the highest GPA in the conference.
Wow.
That's unbelievable. There's never been I don't think there's ever been a school that repeated, and the Penguins have done it six times out of the gate. Six times. So we got a bunch of smart guys out on the floor, too, and ladies. Then on February 4th, Shamanaw in the house before the Penguins hit the road and go down south. So we got a couple more games, then a break, two more, four more total, 2-2, and then that'll be it. Can the Penguins somehow eke their way into the playoffs?
Playoffs?
Wait a minute now. The men are 5-5 against Azusa's 9-1. Do they have their hands full tonight? That's an understatement of the century. But the women have had one of the great starts in Penguins women basketball history. They're now, what did I say? They're 8-3 now. So they're right there. So who knows? Both teams still have a shot at it. Nothing is done for the season. And before we take a quick break, Jeff, do you have anything to add?
Looking forward to a good one here tonight in the men's game. Got a real good opponent coming in here, the number 22 team in the country. So yep. Stay tuned.
Yeah, it's going to be great. We'll have Jeff Safford, Frankie Luongo, and Kara New on the call for the men's game coming up right here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.